Hi, you're listening to Lisa Welsh with Microgreens for growers and consumers. Today, I want to talk to you wonderful growers or consumers about edible flowers. You see, humans, that's us, we've probably been eating flowers since probably our earliest hunting and gathering days. So, you know, long time ago. But actual evidence of flower eating in antiquity centers on a few specific flowers. Typically, you got your roses, your saffron, your chrysanthemums, and a handful of others. But many other flowers have been eaten or made into tea for millennia. Nasturtiums and elderflowers, for example. Orange flower water. A distillation of orange blossoms was used as an air freshener and flavoring for food. Dandelions have been used for food and medicine since the 10th century. And then, of course, you got your artichokes, your broccoli, and your cauliflower, which are also flowers, and each with their very own interesting history. Many veggies that have flowers that are delicious, like arugula, radish, kale, sometimes peas, and beans. So there's a lot of flowers out there in the world. Common day, everyday edible flowers could be pansies, violas, Johnny Jump-Ups, marigolds, calendula, locust tree blossoms, banana flowers, zucchini, some of your other squash blossoms, geraniums, common day lilies. However, please note, some types of lilies can be toxic. So make sure you know what you're eating. Hibiscus, herb flowers like chives, lavender, rosemary, thyme, dill, mint, borage. There's a super long list of edible flowers, like a really long list. And there's probably a place where you can find a flavor description of each one. Or you can just keep listening to my podcast and I'm going to tell them to you all one by one. So before I get into any type of subject, I thought I'd give a little background, a little basis. So why do I care about edible flowers? Well, I kind of do and I don't. They're really fun, but man, do they draw a crowd when you have edible flowers to eat at farmer's market or anywhere for that matter. Why is that? Most people would say that a lot of them are hard to grow. Why would they be hard to grow? Because to have an edible flower, you can't obviously spray anything on it that would be harmful to it. So I feel like they require a little more care and a little more love, but not anything that's undoable. So here's some fun information about edible flowers. Did you know? Now, if you've ever had nasturtium, it's a microgreen. You know it's got a peppery flavor. If you've ever eaten nasturtium as a flower, then you also know it has a peppery flavor. But did you know that they used it as a substitute for black pepper during World War II? Bet you didn't know that. Saffron is made from dried stigmas of the saffron crocus. And it continues to be the most expensive spice in the world, fetching $1,500 and up per pound in some markets. So I should start growing saffron and I should leave the rest of the world alone. Watch how many people start to grow saffron now. Tulip bulbs were eaten as famine food during World War II. Although they must be specifically prepared to avoid indigestion. You don't want indigestion now. Tulip petals are also edible and make beautiful cups for dips. However, some people are actually highly allergic to tulips. So you want to be careful because typically speaking, it's not something you're going to be tested for an allergen for because you're not usually eating tulips. So what do you want to look for when you want to buy some edible flowers? And where are you going to buy them anyway? You can find them with farmer markets. You can order some from me. All those good things. So that's where you can find them. You can grow your own. It doesn't matter. I definitely sell edible flower seeds for sure. And I also technically can grow some edible flowers. I have things if I know I need them. So what do you want to look for? You want to look for ones that are colorful. They want to be perky. No brown spots or discoloration. If you're lucky enough to go to a place where you can harvest your own, and now let me tell you by being lucky enough. You need to go to a place where you know that they're not sprayed, that they know that you're going to consume them. It has to be a very specific place. I don't know how many farms are out there that exist like that with edible flowers. I'm sure there definitely are some. But you need to make sure that you know what they've done with those plants, because you do not want to die because you ate a flower. That just sounds like some silliness. So what do you want to look for? Okay, you want to harvest the flowers first thing in the morning, especially in the summer. The heat of the day can cause the flowers to droop and wilt, and they don't look as good. So the other option would be late in the afternoon or early evening. So not during the prime part of the day. For optimum beauty and flavor, however, you want to choose the blossoms that are at their peak. If the flower has already started to brown, it's past the time to use it. And typically, every person I've seen who's harvested flowers, they do harvest them during the day. Actually, usually it's first thing of the day. They pack everything else up. But then, you don't harvest the whole plant. You literally harvest just a few, and then you go on to the next plant. So that way, you know, you can continue to let them grow. Let's see. The other thing, you want to inspect the inside of your flowers to make sure there's no bugs lurking inside, because let's be honest, we can't really talk about flowers without mentioning bees. And unfortunately, bees and their colonies are collapsing, where the hives are just becoming decimated. And basically, flowers were existing in order to attract insect pollinators like honeybees. And without bees, a lot of fruits and veggies don't get the pollination they need. So if flowers are treated with bee-harming insecticides, that's basically like poisoning the well. So make sure you don't spray those flowers. Then, I'm sure you can imagine the flower industry, just like the fruit industry, just like the vegetable industry, just like, well, pretty much anything that grows, they do rely upon a lot of toxic chemicals, especially on flowers that are classified as non-edible. So be very, very careful where your edible flowers come from. Just because it's at Lowe's and let's just say you go to Lowe's, you find some violas. Are they edible? I ain't eating them. Why? Because I don't know where they came from, and I don't know if they were sprayed before they got to Lowe's. Because basically, if I buy it as already a plant, somebody started that plant. So usually, as you know, you can be a seed starter, which means you start seeds. Usually you make them to plugs. Then somebody else buys the plugs or the seed starts, and they plant them, and then they grow them. And then from there, they harvest them, and then they maybe take them to wherever. So that's a few different hands. That's a few different places. You'd have to be really sure that not one person sprayed one toxic chemical on it before you stick it in your mouth. So for me, personally, I recommend if you're going to do edible flowers, you buy your own seed. You make sure it's your own, or it's from somebody that you trust, or a farmer, or a reputable source, or sold in a store, because, well, the stores have done their background. At least usually. No, I'm just kidding. They do their homework. So most edible flowers can be basically just grown right in your backyard or on a windowsill. Because edible flowers can be hard to find, growing your own definitely opens up the world of possibilities. A lot of people will do your herbs, and then some people will do some sunflowers are popular, but other people also do the borage. I've been seeing a lot lately. I live in Florida, and I see a lot of borage. I have, I grow this barrage as a microgreen, but I was curious to see what it looked like with, as a plant. So I threw some spent seeds into planter, and I had gorgeous barrage for a long time. I literally just ripped all that stuff out because I'm getting ready to redo my beds. Also, the other one that I think is really cool is hibiscus. I think they're so pretty. I love a hibiscus. I don't know why, but I do. The other thing is you have to be careful too with what type of seed you buy. So make sure you investigate what kind you buy, because with saffron, for example, a lot of the varieties of the crocus are toxic. So you don't want to eat toxic things. So have I scared you away, or do you actually want to try this now? I kind of still want to try it. I'm not scared. No, not scared yet. next thing we should consider. How are you gonna store them? Well, typically what I do is I put them in a container, I take out as much air as I can, and I usually kind of pack it in there good and put it in the fridge. It's pretty much as far as I make it. Are there better ways? Possibly. I'll get into that more as I do more research. The other thing you want to do is, besides making sure you positively 100% guarantee you know what plant you just picked or flower you just grew, you need to know that some are edible when they're cooked only. So pay attention. Like ornamental sweet peas, toxic. Wild chervil, it looks a lot like poison hemlock, which is super deadly. So make sure, you know, if you planted hemlock or if you planted wild chervil. So basically, that's kind of it. That's the long and short about the basics of flowers. So the next few weeks, we'll go into them. Let's see if there's a way that I can kind of like break them down. I grow edible marigolds. I don't grow them again. I grow them as microgreens. I don't really grow them to flowers. I don't really need to. But I'm curious to see. And I actually think when you make a wonderful, wonderful mix and you put flowers in that mix, I think you sell it 10 times faster, hands down, because it looks gorgeous. Those flowers really are nice to look at. And I think that is a great thing. Because who doesn't want to look at something pretty when they eat it? Ahaha. So I'll find some recipes. I'll find some cool things. I know people keep grilling sunflowers. I don't know exactly anything about it, but I'm going to find out. So hope you guys have a wonderful week. And just know that you always have something you can give to the world. And have a great day. Talk to you next week. Bye.